Blog Talk Radio.
We come to be changed this morning, God, from the inside out, God. We come to Zion this morning to receive from you great and mighty, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you today, oh God. We precious, oh God, right now, my right away, oh Father God. Oh, Lord, set us afire, oh God, with your Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh, Lord, we know you to be God and answer by fire, oh God. Move mighty concerning your children this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out here, Keshababa. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we come seeking your precious kingdom in all your righteousness and truth this day, oh God. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, all that we are for all that you are, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our mind with the mind of Christ right now, and our will with the will of God. Oh, God, have your way, oh, God. Let thy will be done right now and thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for our daily bread this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch and heal this morning, oh, God. Touch and deliver, God, and set your children free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, walk them in any hidden agendas right now, any carnality or renationalization, oh, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. It is you that have sent your only Son to save us, oh God. It is you, Father God, that have kept us, oh God, and not ourselves. It is you, Father God, that has made a way out of no way when it seemed to be no way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, move on us right now, oh God. Lord, we come crying out even more this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we stretch our hands out to thee, oh God. For strength and receive our healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, oh God, remove every spiritual cataract, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Let us see beyond the natural to the supernatural, oh God. Remove all spiritual deafness right now that we can hear from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we don't want to be the same, oh God. Change us, oh God, from the inside, oh God. When you're the potter, we are the clay, oh God. We come to be changed this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All glory, hallelujah to your name, God. For you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. For you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end and the author of our faith, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We lift our hands up to thee, oh God. We praise you right now, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help your children on this day, oh God. We know we pray for the lost this morning that they may be found, oh God. That you will send the one, oh God, that will send your word, oh God. They were compelled to come on in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. We put on your full armor right now that we are covered, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, sanctify us by your truth, oh, God. Oh, wash us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you trust in the day to do it for you? They can't afford it. My God, my God, my God, we thank you, Lord. We come against every attack of the enemy right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to cease your work and loose God's children right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out with your hands up. It's over. No more, no more, no more. When we declare defeat, we declare the town victory right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come after for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Give us you everything else can wait in us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said that we confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come right now and we receive our forgiveness right now. It cleanses in all unrighteousness. Not a frequent blemish me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, totally blameless on the top of our heads and the soles of our feet. As an intrinsic and force of metal. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, higher in hell. Yeah, when you are lying, you are lying. The truth ain't in them. You are the Father of Lord, and we decree and declare victory right now. We decree and declare that we are healed and able to set free. We decree and declare no more. Telling you a lying. Get back. Oh God, have your way. We get out of the way this morning, oh God, so that you can have your way. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer, redeemer, oh God. We know you to be a restorer, oh God. We know, oh God, for you to be the light of the daughters, oh God. Way maker, brother, keep, oh God. We know you are about to do all things but fail. So have your way right there. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. Use your heavenly tongues this morning. If you don't have your tongue, you just say Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and grace, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on now, church. Come on into here, Father God. Come on into here. We didn't come to be cute. We come just to come. We come to praise the one true God. We serve a living God. He's not dead. He's not anymore. You shall live. Headed on that side. We declare the prayer of life out of that altar. We come up in there with spirit of premature death in our God. With the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, we ask that you ignite the resurrection power on the entire of our God. In the name of Jesus Christ,
and physical beings, and with obvious owners, oh God, in our homes, cars, lands, and property.
companies, even our animals and vehicles and workplaces. We ask you to bind and cast these evil things that they have been, God, your blind and future, and unable to judge and treat them there, and to that they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the champion, victory, 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 oh God. My Lord, he got out of all shalaya.
Thank you for, Lord.
thank you, Jesus. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. For God has made us to lend and not to borrow. So we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the head and not the tail. We are on top and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. We are born, hallelujah. We're new creatures in Christ. Hallelujah. We're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and open up your mouth and praise God this morning because he kept you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God right now for every breath that you're taking, every beat of your heart. Because he made it possible for you to be here one more time. Hallelujah. We thank you for the God. And we seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God, right where you are, church.
Hallelujah.
Right where you are, right here, whatever it is.
Hallelujah.
Give it over to God right now, wherever it is. My God, ain't gonna put that. For every tear that you cry right now, know that there's a cleansing right now going on. There's a purging going on right now. Huh? I your call on for shine on my higher. Oh God, we thank you. God is doing a new thing, amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for the new thing?
Amen.
Are you ready for change in your life for the better? Are you ready for God to move mighty regarding you? Yeah, come on, everybody. Give it all over to God and walk in your newness today. Don't keep looking back in the old, hallelujah, whatever it was in the past. God is doing a new thing. My God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome, church. Welcome, welcome this Sunday, April the 11th. We thank God for the day. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, for this is the day.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord has made.
Jesus.
And we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it.
Yes.
Because God is good.
Amen.
He's more than worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, and we welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, and you are a guest, press one. We want to personally welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you today.
Yes.
Welcome, Mother Dillon. Welcome.
Amen.
Look like Sister Mackie is in. I think that's a number. I haven't seen it in a while. Sister Mackie, is that you? Press one. So I know that's you. Amen. It looks like your number, but I'm not sure. Amen. And Evangelist Kimberly Redford and Brother Redford, welcome. All right. Sister Maggie is in service. God bless you. Good to see you back. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Connie, welcome. Brother Lauren, hallelujah. It's always good to see our men on the call. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Darvina Dudley.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God and everybody else, every guest. Don't be shy. We want to thank God for the time right now. Amen. That God has given you.
Amen.
Take this time. Amen. The one more time that we get to be here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you cut the heat on or something?
That's just the Holy Spirit.
Oh, it got hot up in here. I'm talking about it's so hot up in here.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you stuck in there and cut the heat on me.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I feel the heat.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost fire, my God.
Amen.
Welcome everybody again. I'm just so excited to be here another day.
Amen.
You know, so much happens, and I think sometimes we just take life for granted. We take that we have every day to get it together, and I just want you to take every day as it lasts, and just thanking God, living for God every day, not living for the world. Sometimes we get to a point where we just want to live for the world and not live according to the word of God. So take every day as if it's your last day. I just thank God for you. See, my Aunt Sherry in Sunday service. I've been praying and just really praying that God will bring you back on in, and we see you here, and we're just so excited to have you.
Fellowship.
And sister,
hallelujah.
And, sister. Henderson is in service today. Welcome, Chef. She says, I have a new number and I am online. All right, Sister Henderson, send me your new number so I'll have it.
Yeah.
For those that are tuning in online with us, we can't see you, but if you have our numbers, then let us know. We can text us and we'll acknowledge you are in service. People will know, I'm here.
That's right.
Because we want to be accountable. Amen. God bless you, Sister Henderson and Brother Henderson, who joined church on this past week, so we welcome our new member.
Hallelujah.
We all get together. Hallelujah. Brother Della Priest Henderson Sr. And so when the man comes, the whole family comes. So we all the children, Della Priest Jr., Dakota, Amani, and Kylie. We welcome them to the whole Henderson family.
Yes.
So we got the whole family. Hallelujah.
One of the loveliest families that I've met since I've been here in Houston.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, they were here. They tend to come over and just light up the house with all the children. So we're so excited about our new members and God is added to the church. And we want to, I want to say this, and we're going to go right into, if it's your first time here at 10 a.m. service, we have communion every Sunday. So we want to give you an opportunity to grab your things for communion, whether it's your cracker and your wine and your grape juice or whatever you have, your bread, gather that. If it's your first time, we do this every Sunday, 10 a.m. service. So grab your things for communion, and I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah.
Amen. I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
I don't know. Maybe we want to say that we want to welcome everyone, and we want to welcome celebration. You know, God just put that on my heart to welcome celebration. You know, we celebrate, you know, this day, and then we celebrate times that God have allowed us to spend with one another, like birthdays and anniversaries. You know, I think the Henderson, I think they just had
anniversary. Happy anniversary.
So we celebrate anniversaries.
Three years.
That's right. Three years. Amen. We celebrate those days when we have got saved in Christ. You know, that's a day that we celebrate every single day, too.
Amen.
That's why we say this is the day that the Lord has made. Because we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God has given us this opportunity to celebrate, to worship, to fellowship with him, to commune with him.
Amen. Let's see what Sister Sharon Mackey want to say this Sunday. Welcome, Sister Mackey. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. We hear your beautiful voice.
I've been working hard, but I'm at work now, but I found a way to get on this line. I've been
listening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We can hear the cheer in your voice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
When we get back in that place, the enemy trying to take us out. Amen. God bless you. I just wanted to hear your voice. That ends ain't sharing. Sister Maggie, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil is defeated. Amen. He'll try to keep you back.
Yeah.
Amen. But God will make a way because we serve a way maker, God.
Right.
Amen. You all, let's get ready to have our communion at this time. Hallelujah. If you grab that, and we're going to get ready.
Amen.
Are you singing?
And even if you have.
I don't think you're singing this Sunday.
I wasn't. I'm always prepared to sing, but. You know, you have to tell me.
For Richard, we're going to have a song selection while you grab the things for communion, and we'll be right back here for our communion. So go ahead and grab your things for communion.
Even if you just have water, you know, whatever we say is communion, that's communion. You just have a sip of water, you can turn that into communion. Your water can be the bread and it can be the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Come soon. Holy ground,
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, if you're just now giving service to us, we're preparing ourselves for communion. Amen. So go ahead and prepare your mind, your body for communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14, 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shared for you. Let us pray.
O Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to come to you this morning in prayer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us this opportunity to commune with you. But we just don't come to you in just prayer, Father God. We turn our prayers into communion, and trusting and believing what you have already done, your finished works on the cross. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man and let every woman examine himself or herself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespass, and covering each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanses us each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. That Jesus, that you took our sins and our transgressions and our iniquity and our trespass to the cross with you. We thank you that we take this piece of bread, your body, we take it in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquity and our trespass. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, mad, spit upon, whipped, and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, by your stripes, By your stripes, Lord Jesus, that we are healed in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take it. For this is my body, which was broken for you. And for taking faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Amen. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament, not the Old Testament, the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us. Your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. We now take this cup, which represents your blood, in remembrance of you. You may drink. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Be cleansed on today. Be washed today. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back for the preach word this morning. Hallelujah. Stay right there. Stay right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter
yeah.
Oh, bread of life, God. Oh, meat of hunger, Lord. Water of thirst, Lord. We magnify you. Hey. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every vow.
Every valley you used to strength
to me.
Than me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
For every valley,
you
your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so amazing. So amazing.
Yes, God.
Well, welcome everyone again, and welcome to a Sunday service. We have made it here to the message part of service here that will be given to you by my beautiful wife, this anointed woman of God. You know, God has really have really elevated her into a place where she's just been powerful all over this land and even the land that's next to us. So everybody, you know, get yourself together, put your hands together, you know, for Pastor, Prophetess, Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give God our praise, honor, and glory, for he is worthy of all praise. Lord, we just thank God again for everyone that's here in service and all that purpose and heart to be here. What I want to do, first of all, I want to pray this morning, you all, not just any prayer. I want to pray a prayer of forgiveness. Amen. I want to pray a prayer, you all, that God will help us to be mindful of our speech. Amen. I want to pray a prayer right now to refresh us and renew us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I just thank God for you this morning. I thank God for my husband and children, my family members and loved ones. Father God, we come right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, Father God. We come, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, to give you all praise, glory, and honor, because you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, God. We thank you, Father God, right now that you're doing a new thing in this Sunday morning service, oh God. But we know that the enemy is busy, oh God. But we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that you're searching, oh God, the one, oh God, that has a heart for you that you can use. So, Lord, we come waving our hands today, oh God. Here we are right now. Use us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us, oh God. We come surrendering our will for your will this day, oh God. Your thy will be done right now as it is in heaven, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ on earth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We confess our sins of our fathers right now. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare that we have a free passage from our prayer to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound, amen. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven this day, and we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk on this plan and realm. We declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today, amen. We lift up our mothers and fathers, our husbands and wives and children and grandchildren and children of God and loved ones and friends, oh God. Lord, we pray that you divinely intervene right now and work it all out for our good. Father God, deliver us from your truth, oh God, from your word is truth, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, with any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice or carnality, rationalization or indifference or hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence of all strongholds right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, cleanse our minds with the washing of the word with your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, O God. Let no evil communication proceed from our mouth. Human bones of things of the spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare that we have integrity in whom the Son sets free. He reiterates today is free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been made, when we've been emptied, oh God. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire
fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God Almighty. Renew us, Holy Spirit. We trust us, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Holy, Holy Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ as we come touching and agreeing this morning. Every aircraft power bondage in our life, break right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever the devil has put limitations that we would not have the power of God in our life, we break those limitations right now and we would destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. All spiritual strangers in our lives, flee from our spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, fill us with fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Fill us with fire. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. My God, we thank you. Father God, release your tongue of fire upon our life, oh Lord. Release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let tongues of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank
Hallelujah.
You. In the name of Jesus, whether any filthiness, let it be burnt away and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, heal every area of our life where there's been any backslide and hurt, pain, disappointments, and limitations. Oh, Lord, heal completely right now, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, open up our understanding of learning the scripture. When we read your word, let us understand your scripture, oh God. Let your fire burn up in us, oh God. Let the fire even become more. Let the fire become a furnace. Let the anointing of your fire upon our life become even more in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wake us up from any spiritual sleep and help us to put on the full armor of life. We pray this today in the name of Jesus Christ to receive. Amen.
Yeah,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wherever we've been and they put us in some kind of spiritual sleep to try to make us numb to your voice, wherever they try to put a stop us in our growth in you, hallelujah, let us continue to grow. Lord, remove all numbness, all spiritual sleep, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God. Right now in the name
thank
of Jesus
you.
Christ, I stand against anything in your life that would cause you to stumble in the name of Jesus Christ. All bad fruit in your life, I put a stop to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All bad fruit that are causing a wrong reaction, I put a stop to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into all of us today, being the fruit of the Spirit in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us the strength to stand firm, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stay away from anything or anybody who might try to take your place in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, remove every stumbling block that is set up for us to fall. We thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the fact that we will not be a misfire arrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall be an arrow that is fired and goes well and accomplishes mission in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we're already victorious in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, right now, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life and the life of your children. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree so that you may have all the increase right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let me flow, hallelujah, unhindered with the Holy Spirit. Your word, not my words. I move out the way, oh God, so that you can have all the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare you shall be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you for it, Lord. Let thy kingdom come and thy will be done in this service right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, I can dance all night. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Have you ever had that moment, those moments, you all, when you think about Jesus? Oh, God, when it should have been, it could have been, and it would have been you, but God snatched you out of that situation. How many of y'all been in a type of snatch situation where God just snatched you out and you didn't even realize you had come out until you look back over your life and see where God had just snatched you out?
Hallelujah. Today, the message today, you all, it's a very serious message because a lot of us don't want to talk about this. We want to talk about prosperity. We want to talk about everything else but the realness of this life, that we are only here temporarily. So today, the word today, the message is you are made to last forever. We are not made to stay here on this side forever, but you are made to last forever. Amen. The Bible says, if you go with me, hey, come on now. If you go with me this morning, I'm going to try to slow down. I'm going to keep you long. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of John, we're in the New Testament in the book of John, and you will find John right after the book of Luke. You will find John chapter 14, verse 1 through 7. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll give you a moment to get there. You are made to last forever.
Amen.
You are made to last forever. You're not the outside of you. You are you on the inside. Amen. Amen. You on the inside are made to last forever. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1 reads, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Verse 1 says, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Verse 5 says, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 7 says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. When we look at the scripture, y'all, and understanding the message, you are made to last forever. See, Jesus' words show that the way to eternal life, though unseen, is secure. Amen? So as secure as you trust in Jesus, he has already prepared the way to eternal life. So I say to you, hallelujah, you are made to last forever. Amen? So the only issue that may still be unsettled in your willingness to believe, see, it all comes to this. Do you believe? Do you believe that you're made to last forever? Amen. See, these are a few verses in the scripture, y'all, that describe everlasting life. But these few verses are rich with promises. See, here Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again so we can look forward to eternal life, because Jesus has promised it to all who believe in him. So although the details of eternity are unknown, we need not see, because Jesus is preparing for us and will spend eternity with us. Amen. How many of y'all get excited about knowing that there's more to come after this? Amen. How many of y'all get excited knowing today, if you didn't know, hallelujah, you are made to last forever? Hallelujah. I try to break that down to my children and others that are, this body is temporary, but you are talking to on the inside. Amen. You are made to last forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just before I go on here in scripture, see, I want you to understand a little bit as I preach and teach. Amen. When we look at verses 5 and 16, this is one of the most basic and important passages in scripture. How can we know the way to God? Only through Jesus. Amen. See, Jesus is the way because he is both God and man. Amen. By uniting our lives with his, we are united with God, and God is eternal. We serve an eternal God, so we too, hallelujah, have eternal life through Christ. Amen. See, trust Jesus to take you to the Father. And all the benefits of being God's child will be yours. Amen. See, Jesus said he is the only way to God, the Father. See, some people may argue that this way is too narrow. See, in reality, it is wide enough for the whole world. See, if the world chooses to accept it, that is a choice we have to make. See, instead of worrying about how limited it sounds to have only one way, we should be saying, thank you, God, for providing a sure way to get to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You are made to last forever. See, as the way Jesus is our path to the Father, as the truth he is the reality of all God's promises, see, as the life he joins his divine life to ours, both now and eternity. So again, I say to you, you are made to last forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but when I think about Jesus, hallelujah, and what he's already done, amen, I get excited and I can dance, dance all night. See, you are made to last forever. See, I don't live my life here worried about death. I don't worry about how long I'm going to be here and when I'm going to die, because I know after this, I begin to live my eternal life. I know there's greater on the other side. So why should I worry about the things that will soon pass away? Why do I worry about things are just a vapor? The Bible says that this life is just a vapor. 1 minute you're here, the next minute you're gone. Amen. People, I want you to understand, if you have Jesus, you have eternal life. You are made to last forever. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 3:16, you see it printed on shirts, caps, cups, and everywhere you go. John 3:16 speaks volume for all that believe. The Bible says in John 3:16, I'll give you a minute to get there. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
John 3:16. Come on. John 3:16. John 3:16. If you don't know nothing else, I need you to know John 3:16 today. I need you to put this in your memory bank. I need you to eat the scripture. Amen. If you don't know anything else, I need you to know John 3:16. John 3:16. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I want you to know you are made to last forever. You are made to last forever because God sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him.
Yeah.
I want to say this, because a lot of people fear and we hold on to this life. We hold on to this world. We're so concerned about everything in this world, but we're not concerned about our eternity. We have to live it somewhere. See, some people are repulsed by the idea of eternal life because their lives are miserable. But eternal life is not an extension of a person's miserable, your miserable life. It's not an extension of this life. Mortal life, eternal life is God's life embodied in Christ, given to all believers, not as a guarantee that they will live. Come on now. They will live forever. See, in eternal life, there is no death. There is no sickness. There is no enemy. There is no evil. There is no sin. When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though this life is all we have. But in reality, this life is just the introduction to eternity. Amen. So receive this new life by faith and begin to evaluate all that is in it from an eternal perspective. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't know about y'all, but I get excited about the things of God, knowing that, hallelujah, I am made to last forever. See, this life is not all there is. See, life on earth is just the dress rehearsal for the real production. Amen. See, you will spend far more time on the other side of death and eternity than you will here. See, earth is the staging area, the preschool, the tryout for your life in eternity. See, it is the practice workout before the actual game, the warm-up lap before the race begins. This life is preparation for the next. Amen. At most, you will live 100 years or 120 years on earth, but you will spend forever in eternity. See, your time on earth is a sure time to be and a sure time not to be, but a small parenthesis in eternity. See, you were made to last forever. Amen. The Bible says that God has planted eternity in the human heart. See, you have an inborn instinct that longs for immorality. Amen. See, this is because God designed you in his image to live for eternity. Even though we know everyone eventually dies, that always seems unnatural and unfair. But the reason we feel we should live forever is that God wired our brains with that desire. You are made to live forever. You are made to last. Amen. See, one day your heart will stop beating. That will be the end of your body and your time on earth, but it will not be the end of you. Amen. Glory to God. See, your earthly body is just a temporary residence for your spirit. You are
Lord.
Your spirit, huh? We speak to the spirit of man and woman. Live. See, God word calls your earthly body a tent, but refers to your future body in heaven as a house. Amen. See, the Bible says, when this tent we live in, when this tent that we live in, our body here on earth is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home he himself has made, which will last forever. Amen. See, while life on earth offers many choices, eternity offers only two choices, heaven or hell. So your relationship to God on earth will determine your relationship to him in eternity. I want you to know that you are made to last forever. If you learn to love and trust God's son, Jesus, you will be invited to spend the rest of your eternity with him. Amen. On the other hand, if you reject his love of forgiveness and salvation, you will spend eternity apart from God. I want you to understand the brilliant Oxford professor and author of Lewis said that there are two kinds of people. Those who say, God, thy will be done, and those whom God says, all right, then have it your way. See, tragically, many people will have to endure eternity without God because they chose to live without him here on earth. See, when you fully comprehend that there is more to life than just here and now, and you realize that life is just preparation for eternity, you will begin to live differently on a daily basis. You will start living in light of eternity, and that will all color how you handle every relationship and every task and every circumstance. Certainly many activities, goals, and even problems that seem so important would appear trivial and petty, you all, and unworthy of your attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you fixate your things on the things of heaven, when you fixate your things on the things of God, the closer you live to God, the smaller everything else appears. See, when you live in light of eternity, your values change. Amen. You use your time and money more wisely. You place a higher premium on relationship and character instead of fame, wealth, or achievements, or even fun. So your priorities are recorded. I want you to understand it. Keeping up with the trends and passion and popular values just doesn't matter as much anymore. See, St. Paul said, I once thought all these things were so very important, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. How many of y'all got to that point in your life? The Bible said we should not love this life to death. Amen. But like Apostle Paul said, I once thought all these things were so very important, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh. Glory to God. When you get to that point, amen, you say, God, however you want to do it. Lord, if you're going to take it all, as long as I have you. When you fixate your things on the things of Christ, amen, the things that you used to worry about, the things that used to get to you, don't bother you no more, the things that you were so looking forward to getting to, working hard to make more money, to get that house, none of that really matters anymore, to the depth of just taking up all your time, that you don't have time for God, but you got time to keep trying to make more money, and even that's not enough money. Now you got to work more hours, but then you ain't got no time for God. But when you get God and you understand, hallelujah, see, that's the trickery of the enemy. He wants to take your time, and he wants to get you out of that place. See, he wants you to go with him. He wants you to be with him for eternity. That is his job, to get you off track. But I want you to know, you are made to last forever. Some people, they live their life like, okay, this is it, this is it right here on earth. When I die, I'm dead. And some say, I know I'm going to hell. So they live a life of hell because they've already spoken it into their life. Their destination is hell. But I want you to know, church, you as a believer, you are made to last forever. If your time on earth were all there is to your life, I would suggest you start living it up immediately. You can forget being good and ethical. You wouldn't have to worry about any consequences of your actions. You could indulge yourself in total self-centeredness because your actions would have no long-term repercussions. But, and hallelujah, and this makes all the difference. See, death is not the end of you. Death is not your termination, but your transition into eternity. So there are eternal consequences to everything you do on earth. See, every act of our lives strikes some chord that will vibrate in eternity. See, the most damaging aspect of contemporary living is short-term thinking. To make the most of your life, you must keep the vision of eternity continually in your mind and the value of it in your heart. See, there's far more to life than just here and now. Today is the visible tip of the iceberg. Amen. See, eternity is all the rest you don't see underneath the surface. I want you to understand you are made to last forever. Don't let the devil trick you. Amen. Don't let him talk you into believing that this is it. It ain't over. Amen. Hallelujah. God sent his only begotten son to save us, the just and the unjust, the believer and the unbeliever. Amen. We all have a chance. See what is going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. I know y'all wondering what you, I just got excited in my spirit just thanking God that this is not it. See, what it is, see, what is it going to be like in eternity with God? That's a question. What is it going to be like in eternity with God? Honestly, the capacity of our brains cannot handle the wonder and greatness of heaven. It could be like trying to describe the internet to an ant. It's futile. Words have not invented that could possibly convey the experience of eternity. The Bible says no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. However, God has given us glimpses of eternity in his word. See, we know that right now God is preparing an eternal home for us. Amen. In heaven, we will be reunited with loved ones who are believers, released from all pain and suffering, rewarded for our faithfulness here on earth, and reassigned to do work that we'll enjoy doing. Amen. We won't lie around on clouds and halos playing harps. Amen. We will enjoy unbroken fellowship with God, and he will, hallelujah, and he will enjoy us for an unlimited endless forever. See, one day Jesus will say, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand, you all, you are made to last forever. Don't let the enemy whisper in your ear. Don't let the ages get to you. Hallelujah, that declared you dead and no more, that this is the end of you. No, no, no. You are made to last forever. But will you believe it? Will you receive it? God has a purpose for your life on earth, but it doesn't end here. His plan involves far more than the few decades you will spend on this planet. It's more than an opportunity of a lifetime. God offers you an opportunity beyond your lifetime. The Bible said God's plan endures forever. His purposes last eternity. See, the only time most people think about eternity is at a funeral, you all. And then it's often shallow, sentimental thinking based on ignorance. See, you may feel it's morbid to think about death, but actually it's unhealthy to live in denial of death and not consider what is the inevitable, you all. Only a fool would go through life unprepared for what we all know will eventually happen. You need to think more about eternity, not less. Amen. Just as the 9 months you spent in your mother's womb were not an end in themselves, but a preparation for life. So this life is a preparation for the next. Amen. If you have a relationship with God through Jesus, you don't need to fear death. Amen. It is the door to eternity. Hallelujah. It will be the last hour of your time on earth, but it won't be the last of you. Amen. Glory to God. Rather than being the end of your life, it will be your birthday into eternal life. The Bible says this world is not our home. We are looking forward to our everlasting home in heaven. Measured against eternity, your time on earth is just a blink of an eye. But the consequences of it will last forever. The deeds of this life are the destiny of the next. We should be realizing that every moment we spend in this earthly body, you all, is time spent away from our eternal home in heaven with Jesus. Hallelujah. You all, they used to have a popular slogan that encouraged people to live each day as the first day of the rest of their life. Actually, it would be wiser to live each day as if it were the last day of your life. It ought to be the business of every day to prepare for our final day. Hallelujah, because we never know when that time is going to come. But we thank God for every moment and every second of the day that he gives us here to get it right, to make that choice. To make that choice. This life is not all there is. I want you to think about that. This life is not all there is. You are made to last forever. I want you to consider these questions today. Why do you think God made us to last forever? Why do we spend more time worrying about what won't last and so little time preparing for eternity, which will last forever? What are you going to do right now to prepare for eternity? You have a choice. We serve a God of free will. Will you let God's will be done in your life? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13-14, as we wrap up here, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I ask God to add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. The Bible says in 1 John 2:24-25, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has kept. And this is, you saw that, in the promise that he has promised us eternal life. Again, that's 1 John 2:25. And I'll say it again, kind of got mumbled up there. And this is the promise that he has promised us eternal life. God bless you. May God keep you. May you always seek you first, the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness. Lord, all you need shall be added unto you. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Amen. With everyone today.
Yes, the doors of the church are open. There might be one. There might be one that realized that today that you are made to last forever. And it is your desire today to be saved. It is your desire today to face your feet and to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Amen. Lord and Savior.
Amen.
You realize that you're living in this life unpublished. Jesus. You're not covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. You are without. Well, let us help you today. Let us help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you will ever do in your life as a human being is to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you press one today?
Amen.
You know that you have not been saved. If you know that you have not prayed this simple prayer of salvation, simple prayer is not a difficult thing to do. But it's difficult to the one that do not believe that it's necessary. But if you believe that it's necessary today, who you press one today? There might be one. There might be one that have already came into communion with Christ. But you have found yourself drifting back out into the world. I mean the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. In the pride of life. You stop following the Holy Spirit and you start following everything, every single thing else. It may be money, cars, fame, clothes. You maybe have entered back into that place where you think you need that old addiction that you have already kicked out. And you need to get back into that place of trusting God again. Will you press one today? See, we do not serve a God that's going to judge us, hallelujah, by the things that we have done. We serve a merciful God and a forgiving God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
If you come today, will you press one? and enter back into that place of fellowship with God, trusting God and not trusting yourself or not trusting man or woman or the things of this world. There may be one. The most important thing that you have to do as a believer is renew your mind. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you be renewed today?
Hallelujah.
Pastor Powell, and I, we're here to pray with you, to pray for you, to agree with you. There's power that's in agreement. Hallelujah. There might be one.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the word, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the
there may be one that has something that's so strong for him. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are Sister Mackie. Welcome, Sister Mackie. God
Amen.
Bless you. Sister Mackie, Sharon?
Hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me?
Okay, we can hear you
yes.
now. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you. God bless everybody on the line. I just want to say something. I ain't been on the line in so long. Y'all know I always got to say.
Yes.
But I just want to let y'all know. I look at the world now as a college. And the commandments are my studies and my courses. My degree is a doctorate into getting into heaven. My graduation day is death. When I graduate, when I die, that's my graduation day. That means I'm going on to work for, I'm going to live up in the Lord's house.
Amen.
That's what I think. And that's what I'm going to live by. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We thank God for you. And glad to hear you back on the call. We just want to lift you up right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
In
the
mighty name. We thank you, Father God, that your daughter, which you have called into this glorious faith, has stepped up today asking you for every single thing, Father God, that she know that is deserved to her. And we thank you, Father God, that her needs are already met. We
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for renewing her in faith. We thank
yes,
you, Father God, for renewing her in her mind and in her heart.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for loving her and for teaching her and for keeping her in all her
yes,
ways.
Yes,
you
God.
Said, Father God, that you will keep her in every
yes.
single way. You said in your word in Proverbs 3 to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean
Hallelujah.
Not to your own understanding. And in all your ways,
you.
Acknowledge him, for he will direct your path. So we thank you,
Amen.
Father God, and we decree and we declare that she is directed by you. Right now, we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over her and over every
right.
single thing that is concerning.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we both,
amen.
We all say amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless
there
you,
might be
Sister
one that's in need of a special
God
blessing.
For you.
Amen. You may be in need of a deliverance right now. There's some sickness that's plaguing you right now. For every single sickness, there is healing. And Jesus Christ have already healed you. But maybe you might find yourself in that place where this sickness just don't want to go nowhere. Well, let that be today. Will you press one today? Will we loose every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit, every single sickness, every single disease from your body right now?
Amen.
Will you press one?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Might be one. Hallelujah. There might be one that's
Hallelujah.
Looking for a church home this morning. You find
yes.
yourself that there is no food where you eat. There is no faith in where you are right now. You may be in a church.
Jesus.
You may not even be in someone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, I understand. Hallelujah. We would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your shepherd. To
yes.
feed you the word of God. To love you in a supernatural way. Not the worldly way. Not the way that you think that, that man and woman have shown you how to love, but how
Jesus.
God has shown you how to love.
Yes, Lord.
Will you come today? Will you press one? Will
Amen.
You take this leap of faith? There may be one.
Lord, thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for every single one that came right now. Everyone that has a desire to come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Plead your precious blood, Christ. Over all that's in attendance right now, there is no distance in the spirit. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present right now. And we thank you that we can come to you for all things. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you sit in that place of honor. And we can come to the throne of grace both. Ask all that our heart desires in your name, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen.
And we all do say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Want you all to keep in prayer, listen up our sister and friend Keisha lead us in service with us. Lord. Sister Daniel Henderson,
yes.
We want to continue to pray for her and Sister Melissa Elizabeth Allen, amen. And
yes.
Sister Carol Dillard, amen. And Kimmy Refer and all that's here for healing and deliverance, amen. We thank God for you at this time. We'll take our tithes and offerings. So if you have your tithes and offerings, you send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Pastor Shantell. Or do Zelle, if you have Zelle, Zelle, let me say it, 346-719-3349. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray as we pray over our tithes and offering right now. Dear Jesus,
yes.
We just want to say thank you that you blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, as we pay our tithes and give our offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as tithers. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe, and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, God, we receive those blessings right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine, our cast is fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, to keep our families and our finances and our fruits and our grounds blessed. And so, God, with the seven blessings of a tithe, as it's written in Malachi 3, we ask you, God, to give us the fulfillment of the seven blessings, of these seven blessings of a tithe, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings of heaven right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll have our announcements for our very own evangelist, Kimberly Redford. God bless you. Go ahead, sister.
Amen. Give it on to God, to the pastor, and to everyone that's assembled and that will assemble today. The church announcements are as follows. Monday at 9 p.m. is intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Sunday service is at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. All these are Central Standard Times. Special events are teaching, understanding the Holy Spirit. That's going to be every Saturday at 12 noon. And we're also going to be having May Harvest Time prayer from May the 1st all the way to the 31st at midnight. So you can call in every night from May the 1st through the 31st at midnight, and we're going to have prayer during that time. And we also have an upcoming play that's going to be taking place called The Good Company Presents The Holding Tank. Okay, so we want you all to come out. It's going to be on May the 15th at 5 p.m. And again, 8 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $25. General admission is $35. And we also have VIP, which includes food and drinks, is $50. And if you need any information, you can dial 346-719-3349. Going to have some stellar actors and comedians, and make sure you bring the entire family, children, grown-ups, elderly, bring them all out, and let's have a great time in the Lord. And I forgot to give you all the phone numbers. I'm sorry to dial in. Let me give you the numbers. The church line number is 845-277-9213. And for prayer, the prayer line number is 732-434-2510. And Pastor Dorsey and Tawanita Mann are our wonderful servants and shepherds. And we ask that God continue to bless them as they go forth. And God bless you all as well. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Winifred. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Evangelist.
At this time, we release our prayer and Pastor's blessing at this time. And then our very own Pastor Dorsey Manny will give our benediction for today. Father God, we thank you. We bless you at the Gospel Public Ministries right now. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding in your spirit. Amen. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place of people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. For God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I hope everyone, you know, did get a little bit of something out of that, or get a lot of it out of that. You are made to last forever, and that is so true. So we thank our pastor, Pastor Tawanika Manning, for delivering that word, you know, which is not her word, but God's word. We thank you for every single scripture. And for divining it up for us so we can be able to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
now, if you are full, you know, hey, you know, you definitely have a blessed day. But if you're still hungry, you know, meet us again here at 2 p.m. We'll be on here. I have a word that'll be going forth here that everything that God say, you say it.
Amen.
May God bless you. I made a God of peace. And brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen. God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you. We
yes,
love
Lord.
You. God loves you
yes,
more.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one
call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya
one time.
One, 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 one. You gave me my gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask.